This is the time in our service where we celebrate the Lord's table. And as we do this, I'd like to draw our attention to the book of Hebrews. If you'd like, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 10. I'm confident that most in this room would admit and agree that the whole of what takes place here on Sundays is worship. I'm also confident that most would submit that worship is far broader than what takes place here together on Sundays. And I believe that all who call themselves followers of Christ desire to have the whole of their lives be worship of God. And that is appropriate. They desire that. We desire that appropriately so. In fact, a life lived any other way in light of Christ's work would be unconscionable. However, there is a danger in our desire to worship. There is a possibility that in our attempt to offer ourselves to Christ in worship, that our eyes would shift from God and to ourselves. Our eyes would shift from God and what He has accomplished, and to ourselves and what we would seek to accomplish. And I'm so thankful that Christ has instated this ordinance, the Lord's table. Because it's not to right ourselves with God. As we know from Scripture, these elements don't hold any redeeming value in and of themselves. But they are so that we remember the one who did reconcile us to God. It's so that we remember the one whose value is infinite. In the Old Testament, the high priest is the one who would make worship possible. The high priest would make worship possible, and in the Old Testament, a sacrifice is what would make worship possible. You could come before God as a sinner only if you had a sacrifice, and that sacrifice cleared the way for you to praise God. The sacrifice cleared the way for you to petition God and to fellowship with God. Jesus, in the New Testament, is presented as the one sacrifice for sins for all time. This is great news. Jesus in Hebrews 10 is presented as the perfect sacrifice, and Jesus is presented as our great high priest. Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant. Jesus is the one who brings us to God. If we gather together to worship and it's not in Jesus' name, then we are not coming to the true God. Jesus is the only way to the true God. Hebrews 10, 19 through 22 states, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil that is His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Because of what Christ has done, because of the role He has played and continues to play as the perfect sacrifice, great high priest, and mediator of this new covenant, we can draw near to God. Jesus is our worship leader. Jesus is the one who leads us into the presence of God. We can enter into the presence of God because God has bound us to His Son. Let me say that again. We can enter into the presence of God because God has bound us to His Son. There is no way we could ever enter on our own into the presence of God. We go only on the merit of His perfect Son. So as we take the bread and we take the cup and we remember Jesus' body that was broken and we remember His blood that was shed, Let us remember Jesus, our great high priest, our perfect sacrifice, our worship leader for all time. And let us remember that the work of Christ reaches far beyond an event in our life at the time of salvation, but the work of Jesus saturates the whole of our lives. If you do not believe in Christ, if Christ is not your Savior, then I would plead with you now to repent. To repent from your sins. To agree with God that your life falls short of Him. Agree with God that you need someone to take the punishment your sin deserves. Confess and agree with God that you cannot satisfy God's perfect requirements. And you need a Savior, and Christ must be your Savior. Turn away from yourself and to Christ, believe in His death and resurrection, and let today be the day of salvation for you. And then join us in remembering Christ's perfect sacrifice. Join us in remembering that He is our great high priest, and because of Him, we have access to the Father. However, if you refuse to trust in the Lord, then we would ask that, as Scripture teaches, you would let the bread and the cup just pass by, as this is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done. Also, Scripture warns of taking the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. Christian, take this time to examine yourself, and if there is sin in your life that you are aware of, that you have not repented of, repent. Repent now and rejoice in the work that Christ has accomplished, and take. So as the men come forward and they serve the elements, when your heart is prepared, take them on your own.